This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Enforcement of a new rule protecting minors from black lung disease has been delayed because of the ongoing government shutdown. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Chris Clemens reports Western minors traveled to Washington this week to demonstrate.
The rule aims to cut miners' exposure limits to silica dust in half and allows for mine operators to be fined when miners are overexposed. Vonda Robinson with the National Black Lung Association says the feds need to quickly implement the rule.
Be with us on this. Help us get this pushed through so the miners aren't dying.
She says about 75 miners and advocates will demonstrate about the need for the rule on the steps outside the Labor Department.
That's Chris Clemens with the Mountain West News Bureau. Meanwhile, more than $36 million in federal funding for Colorado Emergency Managers and Counterterrorism Programs is also on hold. CPR's Ishan Thakur explains why.
That's because the Trump administration has tied the funding to immigration enforcement. FEMA says states have to comply with deportation efforts and other immigration terms and conditions, or else risk losing billions of dollars. In September, federal judge William E. Smith blocked FEMA from enforcing those terms. And on Tuesday, Smith ordered FEMA to take the terms out of grant agreements. But even if Colorado wanted to sign off and accept the federal funds, it can't. That's because FEMA's website is offline during the shutdown. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
Frost is possible for parts of the Front Range and Palmer Divide tonight. This is CPR News.